As WMNF reported a week ago, a USF College of Marine Science oceanographer is concerned that oil from the BP Deepwater Horizon oil leak could get into the Gulf Loop Current and impact the Florida Keys and the southeast coast of the state. Professor Bob Weisberg is modeling ocean current patterns and says the loop current is moving northward and could soon be directly over the site of the BP oil disaster. He doesn't go as far as Nick Shea, a physical oceanographer at the University of Miami Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science. Today, Shea said oil could be entrained within the loop current within a day. USF's Weisberg says his models can't predict when oil will get trapped in that current, but in the likely event that it does, it should reach the Florida Keys a week later and North Carolina's Cape Hatteras 2 weeks after that.
It's very likely that at some point oil will be entrained in the loop current. Predicting exactly when is another story. But over the past week, the loop current itself has moved closer toward the site of the well that's leaking. And so if it continues to move in that direction, there's no reason why it shouldn't, the loop current could very well be at the wellhead. The loop current historically has gone that far north. So there is a strong likelihood that at some point in the future, oil will be entrained into the loop current. Now, once entrainment happens, the speeds of the loop current are such that it could go from that point to, say, the region of the Dry Tortugas in perhaps a week. And it can go from the region of the Dry Tortugas to Cape Hatteras in another 2 weeks.
Weisberg and his colleagues are using three different models to predict what will happen to the giant oil leak. Despite Governor Crist's extension of a state of emergency to the Gulf Coast all the way south to Sarasota County, Weisberg said the Panhandle and Florida Keys face a higher risk of oil damage than the Tampa Bay area.
So we have these three different model renditions, and in these three different model renditions, each day we update the location of the oil by satellite imagery, and then we take forecast winds from NOAA, and we drive the models forward in time and space to get the locations of the oil. So that's what we're trying to do, and as time goes on, we may add some additional models, kind of like what the Hurricane Center does for hurricane tracking.
In a telephone conference today, U.S. Representative Kathy Castor called on President Barack Obama to reinstate the buffer law forbidding drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico.
This terrible oil spill from BP's Deepwater Horizon sunken rig and the continuing leaks is just continuing to wreak havoc on the Gulf of Mexico, and it's a direct threat to our beaches and our environment, our tourism and fishing economies, and jobs throughout the entire Gulf Coast.